This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hi, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Busy day, 94 WIP. Reminder, tomorrow, Jason Kelce in studio with us for an hour, 7:30 to 8:30. So it'll be, to say the least, fascinating to talk to him. He's had quite a week.
Oh, yeah.
Ruben, let's just quickly, because this is the first time we've had you in here since both stories developed. The Joel situation with Marcus Hayes, the Jason Kelce situation with a complete, and I mean complete, jerk out there at State College. What perspective? Yeah, what perspective can you give us?
Well, I understand why they would react the way they reacted in both situations, because I think that others went over the line to put them in that position. Obviously, anytime you get physical with anyone, unless it is really physically provoked, I think you have to try to stand down.
And that's hard, Ruben.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially, you know
I don't know if I could have.
Well, you know what? It's so tough when it's your family who's being attacked, not you.
Yes. And the fact that Jason wasn't physical with the guy and he was physical with the phone, you know,
But then the guy came and was physical with Jason, came and bumped him off the phone.
Knocked him over.
As he's trying to pick it up. Like, wow, if that's, holy cow, I get bumped
Jason tried to pick up the phone? I missed
Jason's trying to pick up the phone. That guy comes and bumps him off of it. If that's me.
And Jason falls over, Devin. You've missed that. That happens.
Pushes me that like part.
That. Yes. Yeah. The guy like me, Jason.
I don't know
Jason.
How he restrained himself. And he fell.
Oh my God.
After that happened, I would not have been able to restrain myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That said, you just... At this stage of each person's career, sadly, you sort of are scrutinized in a totally different way. You just have to be careful. And I don't know if I could have restrain myself. As far as Joel is concerned, I mean, I think that they probably should have been put, those two people, he and Marcus should have been in a room together and had discussed it.
Yeah.
And had a discussion about it, because I think Marcus went over the line a little bit in some of his statements, and I think that Joel obviously was
emotional
about it. And again, I've seen some confrontations over time between media and sports folk. But I think you have to show some level of restraint. I don't know if I could have, personally.
Ruben, what percentage never see the light of day that the public finds out?
Of stuff like that?
So, let me put it this way. Player to player. Player to media.
Nowadays, it all comes out. It doesn't matter.
Because everybody's got their phone.
But back then, no?
Back then, there's been some confrontations, and you'll hear stories about them now.
Yeah.
There's some people got punched out over the years.
I mean, I remember Trott telling a story when he was playing for Washington. He slugged LeVar Arrington, and he says he, quote, knocked him out. And that did not see the light of day 20 years ago, but Trott has talked about.
I believe,
you know, that,
that Trott could knock someone out. Like, yeah. I told you, like, I would be.
And that's LeVar Arrington.
I saw Trott every day in the cold tub, and I told you, I remember thinking, like, man, I wish I could switch bodies.
I saw some good
Jeremiah
ones.
Jeremiah Trotter. Like, that guy is built to beat people silly.
I've seen two bad...
go try to block him every day, all day.
Yeah, I remember.
It sucked.
I've seen some badasses go after, get after it in the clubhouse.
Yeah. You
know, great friends at times go get after it in the clubhouse. There's some emotion that gets kicked around because you're there 180 days, 200 days. At some point, you know, your brothers are going to fight.
Yeah.
And so...
I've seen people fight even when they're not really that mad. Sometimes just to see
out of
who's
principle.
Better at fighting.
Yeah.
Wait, David Akers, you're good at MMA stuff?
Well,
you're good at jujitsu? No, you're not. You're a kicker. And then all of a sudden, David Akers is like locking the dude down in the corner doing the jujitsu. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
He was a badass. Devin, now that you're covering these teams, make sure there's like no you and Joel fight. We don't want that.
I'll try my best.
Don't fight the players,
I will I wasn't at that Grizzlies game, and after everything that went down, I'm a little bit bummed I missed the action in the locker room after. But
sounded exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be there next week when they're back home.
Good.
So I'll report any.
Will Joel?
Yeah, that's a
good point. I hope so. I think he will be. I mean, it'd be crazy if he wasn't.
So Sixers tonight against the Clippers, which will be Paul George's return out there. They're 1-5. Let's hope the Sixers avoid 1-8.
Oh,
and by the way, this is the Sixers against James Harden tonight, which we don't even think much about anymore, but it is. All right, Mike Quick joins us shortly. Let's get to, let's go to Anthony calling right now from Philadelphia. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Anthony.
So here we go, right? I want to talk about this tush push. I don't have a problem with the tush push. I think the tush push is, in fact, a football play, Joe. It's pretty much our guys versus their guys. Let's line it up. Let's see if you're going to stop us from getting in here.
Well, clearly it's that, but it's just a matter of whether it's aesthetically pleasing to the masses, meaning not just us as Eagles fans with the conversion, typically, but is it a good play for an NFL broadcast to appeal football to America and at this point the world? I would argue no, but you know, we'll see.
You know what? You got a point with that because it is kind of boring. It's a boring play. It's not exciting. It's not something you look forward to, but it does work most of the time.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm good with having it, but my biggest issue with the tush push is that it ruins so many of my parlays, man.
That parlay with the rushing touchdown.
Anthony, let me tell you the biggest issue with the tush push in a kind of funny sense. It has made Jake Elliott an absolutely useless fantasy football kicker. My brother dropped Jake Elliott about 5 weeks ago, even though he's probably a top five kicker in football. He's like, Joe, why keep him? Nick Sirianni never lets him kick a field goal.
And I will tell you what, Ruben Amaro Jr. Has a thought.
I got to say this about the Jake Elliott thing. One of the reasons, one thing that people forget is that the guy sat on the sidelines after trying to make that 56-yarder.
Yeah.
Sat on the sidelines for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not kicking. And to me, and I don't know anything about kicking, although I do know something about athletes. If you sit for 2 hours or 2.5 hours and don't do anything, and you sort of get, you know, cold it out. Yeah. I mean, you can't. How can you expect him to hit a 57-yard field goal? I mean, he hit the extra point at some point, and then they brought that back and ended up, you know, trying to the tush push. But for me, one of the reasons why I think he missed that was because
he
hadn't done a thing for hours.
That's interesting.
Well, you do have to get good at being able to warm up at the drop of a hat.
You do.
I know that's their job, and I understand that
all game. And then they were like, okay, now kick a 57-yard
kick.
Yeah, I think I totally get it.
I see both your points. All right, Anthony, give me a great answer. The best scene ever from a comedy.
I'm going to have to go with Home Alone, when Marv gets electrocuted.
Well, Home Alone had a lot of good stuff.
Oh, a million of them.
Yeah, the Marv. And is that the Pesci
That's
character?
That's Pesci, yeah. It might be Daniel Stern's. One of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question, John. Does it bother you, or in this case, you, the masses that have voted, do you think it bothered people that the Eagles did not make a trade yesterday before the NFL trade deadline? Yes or no? How do you think people responded?
70% say yes.
All right, here's the deal. More say no than yes.
Wow.
62% of people not bothered.
Everyone's just satisfied with the team?
Well, it's about whether they're truly good enough to go all in.
I can't believe
I'm shocked.
The pass rush. The pass rush has not been good enough.
Jahan Dotson, though, hurts the high ground on a trade helping.
You could say Golden Tate. You could say Robert Quinn. You
Denard
could just keep
Avery.
Going back. Like,
yeah, I got it.
Hurts our chances.
Anyway,
but,
yeah.
Man, we need pass rush help.
I think that percentage would change the moment the Eagles lose a game. Then it's going to be all
I got a question for John. If in a locker room, is it clubhouse? Is the clubhouse expecting like more talent? Because I know in like baseball, at the trade deadline, you sort of have this expectation if you're a contender that something's going to happen. You sort of need something, and if you don't, then it's a letdown. Is it the same way in that locker room?
I don't think I ever expected anyone to show up. I think
well,
it was
football
sort of
trades didn't happen back then. Yeah. To be clear, Ruben, this is a new thing. 20 years ago, they were almost never trade deadline.
Okay,
deals.
So there's no
maybe
so,
that's contributing factor.
So I don't know. I guess we have to ask somebody who's like BG or somebody. Like, is there an expectation that we're going to get some reinforcement? And is it a letdown when it doesn't happen? I know that in baseball,
like when you didn't
for me,
get Randy Johnson,
right? I just didn't get enough. So my issue was this: I always felt like if we were a true contender, we had to add something. We had to do something. Not all people believe that, but I do because I lived in the locker room and I've been in one where it doesn't happen and you get let down.
Well, hopefully better than Turk Wendell in 2001.
Also a good point.
When his arm would have been more useful if
we
it was
had
not
two of them. They didn't do too well.
Not part of his body. All right, let's do what we do every single Wednesday. We are joined by the great Mike Wick.
Mike Quick, sponsored by the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook. New users can score up to $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. BetParks.com must be 21. And in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's what we know. If the Eagles run into major issues at wide receiver with injuries, Mike can just step in there. Come on, Mike, you could still get the job done, right?
Of course I can. I'm ready.
Thank you, sir.
Mike, that didn't sound completely convinced.
Mike wasn't expecting me to have the first question. But so would you come out of retirement this year? Hey, Mike, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Good, pal. Doing well. So, Mike, a big assessment today on the Eagles, and we're trying to figure out, amongst other things, how to evaluate this four-game winning streak. Because it's great to win four in a row, obviously. But it would be better against better teams. These four teams they beat have a combined record of 10-26. So how do you evaluate what the Eagles have become in light of who they beat and how they beat them?
Well, that's not their issue that they've played teams that don't have winning records. They can only play the teams that they're scheduled to play. And that's just the way it is. I think that the Eagles are getting better, and we're watching it. And you can look at almost any phase, and you can say that this team is, they're progressing. They're ascending each and every week. That's the way I look at it. And all these teams are professional teams. They're still good football teams. They're the best of the best in the world at what they do. And the Eagles have beaten these teams. Are they better than the Kansas City Chiefs, the teams they played? No, but they haven't had to play them yet.
After the game, watching the guys come off the field, just on the TV copy, just watching Lane give a thumbs down, I thought that was sort of telling. The team felt like they left some on the field. You know, then after the game, Lane actually said, "Hey, we should have scored 40 points." What does that mean, Mike? That the guys, the players, are drawing attention to the fact that they're not beating teams the way they should, despite the fact that they're beating teams. They're not beating them as soundly as they should. Sort of the beginning of pointing fingers. Does this worry you?
No, I don't think that worries me. I just think that this team got so far ahead that they kind of started to take their foot off the gas. And they gave Jacksonville a little bit of life, and that's all Jacksonville needed. That's the part that I didn't like, that they it felt like they took their foot off the gas. Because we're going along for three quarters, and, you know, they were dominating the game. And Jacksonville knew that they were in a fight that they couldn't win, and they were being dominated.
Yeah.
But then to give them life, like I said, they're professionals.
Yes.
They know how to play the game. So once they get a little bit of confidence in life, then confidence is everything in this game. Mm-hmm. When you have the confidence and you can go out and make things happen, it just kind of snowballs, and you start to get more confidence.
And I just worry. I think we all worry, Eagles fans, when we play good teams, how does our team stack up? Right now, we feel good about the way we stack up against mediocre or bad teams.
Right.
How do we stack up against those good ones? The Detroit Lions is out there.
Yeah. So we're going to have to cross that road when we get there, because we don't know. We don't know how these guys are going to react. But the fact that they're getting better, smarter at the way they do things, then you listen to something like N'Kobe Dean's explanation after the game of the interception, and that he was beaten on this play in practice. It comes up in a game situation. He understands what the possibilities are that they can, and he almost felt that play was coming, and he reacted. He made the play. Like, when you see stuff like that, when guys are able to articulate exactly what's going on the field, they're smart enough to diagnose things, they're smart enough to understand the position that they're in. For a coach, that just makes you – it's mind-blowing that guys understand and guys are able to go out and execute based on what they've learned, their tape study, and all of these things rolled up in one.
Mike Quick with us here. Mike, you know, I've been impressed with Jalen the last couple of weeks. It's certainly been an improvement, and you know I was very skeptical, and still am to an extent, clearly, but it's been better. Can you talk about his evolution from the season, during the season, and what you specifically notice that's going on that's helping him be better?
You've been worse than skeptical.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll start there. But I just think
yes,
that,
thank you.
You might have won this thing called Drop of the Week there, Mike, but we'll say.
I just think he's progressing, and it's a different system. He's getting a little more comfortable. Certainly having AJ on the field helps a whole lot, but the fact that this is a running football team now and he's able to get on the center a lot more, all of these things just seem to work. And again, I go back to the fact that they're, what is this, game 8? You need all of that because you don't do a whole lot in training camp, and you need to be under fire, understanding, because things happen so quickly and you don't really have time to do anything but react. And so now he's starting to react a little bit better, although we would like to see him react even faster sometimes, because I just don't see the sense of urgency that I would like to see out of him many times. But he's growing, and I think he's growing in this system. And the system is starting to, system meaning Kellen Moore, is starting to understand how to best utilize his skill set.
Mike, has Nick been more aggressive this season in terms of going for it as opposed to kicking it and taking points? Does it feel like he is sort of putting things a little more on the line from a reckless perspective this season compared to the last few?
Well, without a doubt, he's going for it more. I feel like it. I haven't looked at numbers that would say that, but I just feel like he's putting it on the players that we're going to go for it in this situation. And if we win, we're great. If we don't win this situation, I'm going to rely on my defense. And especially a game like on Sunday, when you know that your defense is dominant, I think you take a few more chances.
Mike, have a good call down in Dallas, man. I know it's a dirty place down there, you know, but, you know, get the dub and come back and bury the Cowboys for the season.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a fun place to play, but the only issue is that we haven't won down there recently. So, yeah, it'll be good to get down there and get a win.
Good stuff, man. Mike, stay well, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for being a big part of the show, Mike.
All right, guys.
There he is, Mike Quick. I mean, one thing about that stadium, I don't know where Merrill and Mike sit there, but somewhere they've got a good view of the replays because that screen is about 5,000 feet.
I went last year. I went down there for the game last year. That screen is obnoxious. Like it's honestly, it's hard to watch the game because it's there and your eyes naturally, your eyes just naturally drift up. Like it's almost impossible not to look at it.
Watching games there, it does look like the coaches, the players, they're never paying attention to the stuff on the field.
It's impossible not to look at it.
Everyone's always eyes to the sky.
I kept being like, all right, look at the field, look at the field. And then I would find myself looking at the screen. Yeah. It's wild.
No, the guys on the field, they're like, they're not looking at one another. They're staring up.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. The last 20 years, an off-the-field moment in an Eagles-Cowboys game. I mean, it doesn't have to be during the game because it's off the field. What stands out to you as the moment, Eagles-Cowboys last 20 years, that was like, what is that? Because there's one to me that stands out.
Was it this Cowboys special teams coach? Wasn't there something with him?
I'm not thinking of that. I don't know. Huh. It was before the game.
Are you talking about like a moment?
It was about a 5-second sequence. Eagles players were coming out of the tunnel area. But before they did, something happened. I said, oh, I got a bad feeling about this game.
Oh.
Donovan playing the frickin'
air guitar
before the playoff game in 2009.
And we all knew it was a disaster.
Like, what is he doing?
Yeah, totally.
Donovan did interesting things sometimes.
Oh, my God. Southside, Chicago. I guess he was a White Sox fan.
Chicago.
Tough.
They have a new manager over there.
Will Venable. Remember Will Venable?
Will Venable, yeah, played with his dad, Max.
How about that? Will he fix them?
You know what that means? It means he's old.
Can anything
means you're,
fix
means you're
them?
Well, yeah, Will's not that old. Will was in the league a few years ago.
No, I'm saying Ruben's old. I said it wrong. I delivered the line.
I am old.
You're not that old, Rube.
I don't look old.
You just called him old.
Nah, I was joking.
I don't feel old.
Of the six of us here. Ask how old you are?
59.
That's going to be 60.
Wow, you look great, buddy.
Guys, I'm gonna give you a prediction.
You do look really good.
Awesome. I would have never guessed 59.
You're about to be 60 years old.
That's correct. In February 12th,
man, I would have guessed at lop 10 years off of that.
Same. Here's where I'm at, guys. Six of us here. At least three of us will get to 100.
Yeah, what about 125? Weren't you talking about 150 or 125?
Well, that was
because how are we slicing this up here?
Because 30 years ago, I'll tell you why. Or? No, because 30 years ago, 70 was old.
Uh-huh.
40 years from now, 90 will be old. But you move through the 90s, bang, you're 100 years old.
Bang.
I'm just saying.
You actually think you have the toughness?
I apologize to the three who don't get there.
What's not
Joe? Do you think you have the toughness to fight your way?
I need physical strength to avoid the falls that lead to decline.
Ah.
Yeah, the falls are big ones.
You're right.
You have to have balance.
That's major.
Yeah. Balance is a big one.
You're right.
Your well-documented intestinal issues will not let you get to 100.
Well, I do worry about that.
You seem like you're a healthy person.
Well, here's what I heard once.
You're sort of sickly.
Well, here's what I heard one time about the eating as it relates to the intestines. People say you are what you eat. And I heard someone say one time, that's not accurate. You are what you retain.
Okay, and what?
I retain almost nothing because it's all out of me within 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
There's nothing of quality.
But Joe, what you eat, what you actually put in to retain is garbage. Like the food.
It's better than you think. I'm doing a lot better.
You know what I thought?
Remember, he just ate his first strawberry 3 years ago. Yeah. His first strawberry.
Please don't say that. I don't know that story.
The first time he ate that fresh fruit his entire life. He's 46 years old.
Wow.
Joe, there's a great Christmas present I thought.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That Amy could get for you. Mm-hmm. That's out. It's a camera that attaches to your toilet. And it analyzes your stool for
Well, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Very appropriate for
it. I will one time say this, and I'll never say it again. Oh, okay, one time? That's if I had a stool.
Oh. Okay. Are you kidding me?
It's once every 10 times.
No.
Let's go to the phones, bad.
Hold on.
How
are you
still?
That's still the thing?
I mean, how is it
that's
still?
Happening?
I mean,
it all comes out
years.
Like a nuclear warhead. Oh, it's a joke.
But how is it still happening?
You said you got it fixed. You said you were better. You said it was.
Can we right, hear
I'd like to apologize to the entire audience.
I'd like to talk to Warren. Gwinnett Valley.
Yeah, I'm sure Warren wants to talk to
Warren.
Us.
I am trying to get out of that as quickly as possible. Hello, sir.
Joe, John, Devin, Ruben, I'm honored to take this call after all this exciting discussion.
I have something I have to add to this discussion. Just remind me,
okay,
Joe. Remind me. This is getting back to the dropping a deuce thing.
Right.
I do want to get back to something on that front.
Warren, go ahead.
All right. I'm actually working in Bryn Mawr in the shadow of John Middleton's house today. And I was thinking that after this third, failure to make the World Series, that that John might be having buyer's remorse with these huge contracts, and I wanted to see what Ruben had to say about that, because he clearly expected more out of his all-stars and his high, paying players, and that they didn't change their ways, and they are, here again, leaving John and Philadelphia Cole.
Warren, let me say this before Ruben answers that. Of the six biggies that were external, four of them have been great. Harper, Wheeler, Schwarber, and maybe I'm forgetting one. The ones
Romuto was an external too.
Yes, technically a trade. That's right. I think the ones that have been not effective have been Trey. Castellanos goes both ways. And,
Castellanos better than Trey.
It's really Trey.
Trey's during the regular season been a better player than Castellanos.
Trey's the problematic
one. It's just comparative to the money.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
You have Bryce Harper pouting, not running out, plays, to first base, watching his fly balls get short of, getting over the fence. And then you've got, other problems where, the All-Stars are just not the All-Stars. And you can't have pouters, that think they're World Series players. I mean, that's just a horrible look. Compared to, the way the Dodgers took it to New York, and, pouters lose.
I think there's no
crying in baseball.
John Middleton, I think, Warren, expects excellence, especially when he pays for it. I don't think he necessarily has buyer's remorse. I think he's disappointed that they didn't get to the finish line these last two or three years. And, that's something that he's a fixer. And that's what he does. He wants to fix it, and let's figure out a way to fix it and get it done. And we'll take every resource to do so. And part of it is addressing these things and hitting them head on. And that's what he's doing.
Well, the locker room might be too cozy with Rob Thompson, relying on everybody that they'll fix it on their own.
It might be.
And this is going to be like shock therapy, I think, for these players to get this wake-up call that they're going to have to change their ways, and let's see if they can do that.
I don't know if it's shock therapy, because I think that there is enough, that it's a quality enough clubhouse generally, I think, that people will take accountability for what happened. I think what they say and what they feel might be a little bit different.
Well, are they going to force accountability by trading guys away, you think, Ruben?
Or benching guys? I think the more fascinating scenario, Trey Turner is struggling and he's swinging out of the strike zone and it's May. Do they bench him for a game or two to say, hey, we weren't kidding when we told you don't swing at slop. Don't do it.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's the most fascinating. Like, there's the carrot and the stick. To me, that's the most fascinating stick. Does it get to that point?
He might be in a funk, and they might need a day or two to sit down. Maybe that's the case.
More forceful in addressing weaknesses in players.
Yep, that's what
How
he said.
Forceful are we talking here? How forceful can you be with these players? How forceful can you be with... I think there are some players out there, and I'm crossing it weird, but some players out there like a Luka... Greek freak that I think you can push as hard as you want.
Well, Tim Duncan, I think, was able to be pushed a lot. I think Greg Popovich pushed him a lot.
Oh, he cursed him out every practice.
Yeah, let me go to Sirianni and what he talked about when you're talking about leadership. It really is about the words that you use and the communication that you have. If you have that communication and you're really a strong leader, then you communicate, and you communicate in a way that is effective. And if they can have those discussions in an effective way, and I do believe that the people in the front office, in particular Dave Dombrowski, in particular Rob Thompson, I think they have the ability to communicate what they need to communicate to the players to try to get them motivated enough to make the changes that are necessary to be better.
Hey, Warren, give me an answer here for a scene in a comedy, a great one.
In honor of you and all this discussion today, I'm picking an old classic, Mel Brooks, Blazing Saddles, the scene where they're all sitting around the campfire firing off their dinner, their baked bean fart.
Great one.
Understood. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Scene. Appreciate it. Mary, by the way, before the date. I'm just going to say that.
That's so gross. When I was a little kid, I thought that Blazing Saddles scene was the funniest ever.
Awesome.
Like, for Tremendous. A little kid's, like... toilet humor mentality. It was super funny.
When I was a kid, and like 1% of the audience will remember this. So I do make these old references sometimes.
Sometimes.
How old are we talking?
Five or six.
Just once in a while.
Okay. The hardest is five or six-year-old Hammer.
Yeah, correct. The hardest I probably ever laughed as a kid, there was a movie called The Absent-Minded Professor. Mm. And in that movie...
Disney film.
Fred McMurray.
Yeah.
So he figures out a way to get this substance on the basketball player's shoes, and they can jump all the way to the top of the building and play basketball. And just
little Joey was dying.
That was hilarious.
I loved it.
I saw that at the after school movie at Hampton Elementary School in like 1981.
See, makes me happy. Yeah. All right, what was the thing you wanted to reference, Sean? You had one more potty humor?
Nothing.
We're good? All right. Yeah. Let's get to...
more potty humor? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I think we've done enough.
Let's get to Violet right now. Violet, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How is everybody?
Super, Violet.
Great. So I just wanted to chime in. I mean, I'm not really that disappointed that we didn't make any moves during the trade before the trade deadline. And... honestly, in my opinion, I just think the defense is really still developing. We have some injuries. I think it outweighs what we could have spent or should have spent. I don't know if that makes sense, but
I think we are still developing. I mean, but the problem is, like, I don't think that we have guys who will develop into pass rushers that are good enough.
I don't feel like these guys
are good pass rushers for my purposes, for a Super Bowl team.
Violet, I will say this. There's one aspect of this team I think has been under-discussed the last, I'll call it, week. Josh Sweat may have gotten back to being Josh Sweat. He was pretty good in 21 and 22. He really was. He wasn't great, but he's pretty good. And the last couple of games, he's starting to get
like
sacks
four
again.
Four sacks in five games?
Yeah, so, you know, if he is back, then... you know, that's a lot better than it's just Brandon Graham and nobody. And that's what it felt like in September.
But why is it that Josh Sweat doesn't really seem like a scary weapon for our defense? It doesn't seem like a guy that offenses account for.
Well, they don't, but that doesn't mean...
he's supposed to be.
Well, he's supposed to be pretty good. He's not supposed to be dominant. And, you know, all I'm asking for from him is pretty good. And right now, maybe he's turned that. But, Violet, go ahead.
No, and I was just going to say, to me, and I know this sounds silly, but honestly, I am interested to see how they come out against Dallas. I know Dallas is not having a good year, but that's going to be a telltale sign for me and the Redskins, of course.
Well, Washington's a bigger game. It really is. All right, Violet, give me a great answer. A scene in a comedy.
Well, I had two. Either Meet the Fockers, the engagement party where he brings out the little kid.
Well, that's what I'm writing down. You get one. That's the rule.
Okay.
Is that the one you're going with?
Well, you just said she
was. Well, I know, but I was giving her the choice to say which is your best.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say with that.
You got it. Violet, have a great day. We appreciate it. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
It was such a relief turning on my radio this morning and hearing no more political commercials. And it dawned on me how absolutely unbearable it's going to be in a few years when the Hammer for President commercials start. I might have to go Van Gogh on myself and cut my own ears off. At least in the meantime, we can continue to complain about our winning football team. Time's yours.
Here's what I'll say to that. When that moment happens, we'll be very positive because we'll have a message about to sell to the public, and he will say,
I think it's incredible that Joe has no idea how much that costs.
That's the message
that you're trying to sell to the public.
Yeah. Oh, here's the thing. That's where John Ritchie's NFL pension and Ruben Amaro's baseball pension will help as friends. A little donation or two.
You know, it's actually Howie's fault that the commies got better. They fleeced him for a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson, which is a disastrous move, which allowed them to have an extra third-round pick to go ahead and get Lattimore.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I didn't put that together.
That's interesting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's really...
I don't like piecing it together like that.
That's very interesting.
It does feel like Lattimore is an answer to our awesome wide receivers.
I'm not bummed that we didn't make a trade. Sure, it would have been nice to go after an edge rusher. Bottom line is, our GM always has us in a position where we're good with the salary cap. We're usually in the mix. We're usually a pretty good team. Bottom line, I trust Howie.
But I got you, bro. I got you.
That's good.
Quick question I have for the panel. Is tonight a Paul George revenge game? Or a James Harden revenge game? Your thoughts?
Dude, there's so much switching teams in the NBA. I don't know.
Hey, I'd like to hear consecutively John Ritchie's, oh, yeah. And Creepy Joe DeCamera's, oh, yeah. And Kool-Aid's, oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, really, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Very well done. Good job, buddy.
That was Kool-Aid? He really got after it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
the Kool-Aid pitcher guy?
You can learn
something from the Kool-Aid guy. Yeah, the Kool-Aid. Yeah, that's what he says when he bursts through, like, the wall.
Really nice.
Like Andy Reid with the Chiefs. Now that he's done that over the last couple of years sometimes. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Do you think Andy Reid with the Chiefs looks like the Kool-Aid pitcher?
Well, remember that one time he burst into the room, and then because he's got that big red thing on, and then people made an internet
meme, right?
Like they memed him.
Yeah. Is that a meme or a video? I don't know I don't know these terms.
Or it went viral.
And what's a GIF or a GIF? What's the difference?
It's the same.
Same thing.
That's
the
same.
Meme,
GIF. Meme is different. A meme is different. So a GIF is the one that like will move a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas a meme is like a joke or a picture or whatever that is.
A picture with text.
Words or text or whatever.
Is it GIF or GIF?
Either way.
So, I call it GIF.
Yeah. Either way. So honestly, you're stumbling on a very hot button issue.
Yes. Tomato, tomato.
There's a lot of people who go both ways on it.
The
yes.
important Ooh. Things in life. GIF or GIF. All right. So, first off, I still got to figure out who the heck I'd want to have dinner with that's a fictional character. I don't know.
You know, you still don't know.
I got two.
I've got two great ones.
All right. Who do you have?
I got William Wallace and Maximus.
they're both real people. Or William Wall is definitely a real person.
Well, William Wall is a real person. Yeah. Yes.
Come on,
I didn't know. That I didn't know.
And isn't Maximus based on someone real, too? I mean, I know they're real characters.
Totally fictional. That's cool.
Totally fictional. Maximus.
You go Maximus.
Maximus.
Because Mark Anthony is not fiction in the movie, so there are parts that are and aren't.
All right. Look, the two names I have written down, but I'm really not vibing with it because it wouldn't be that fun. I got Obi-Wan written down as Superman, but what does that do
what?
For me?
What, you want to eat with Superman?
Not really. Well, the thing about Superman is I'd want to say, do that. Let me see you do that. Hey, Soup, let me see you do this.
Yeah, that's what
soup?
People want to do when they go out to dinner.
You would
perform.
Call him Soup?
Soup.
Like,
so
bend this fork?
You're saying you've watched The West Wing 19 times and you don't want the opportunity to talk to any of those characters. Like, 19 times you've spent with these people and you don't want to sit down and hang out
maybe.
With one of them.
I mean, there's Fonzie, Sam Malone.
Fonzie, I can't believe you... scoffed at Fonzie.
Tony Soprano?
You should just say Fonzie, because that's your favorite.
I knew Tony Soprano would be kind of scary.
It would be. But as long as I don't get murdered, Soprano would
be
fascinating.
To you, though. Yeah. The Fonz is the coolest. The Fonz.
Is he?
Happy days.
He was
we
the
sure,
coolest.
We sure about
Fonz
that.
Was the coolest.
I don't know. All right, look. Maybe that's a side topic tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know.
He's lost.
We need to come up with a winning answer for the best scene ever in a comedy. So we got, in no particular order, and I couldn't write down all the circumstances, but I got some notes here. The Animal House scene, the Dumb and Dumber scene, the Hangover scene, the first scene with Robin Williams where he turns into Mrs. Doubtfire. We've got Marv from Home Alone. We got the Blazing Saddles thing referenced in Meet the Fockers.
I don't like any of those that much.
I like the Blazing Saddles one was awesome.
There's
like
a lot of stuff.
The Home Alone one's good.
There's I like the Home Alone better. One.
I
liked Ruben's answer the best. I know he can't win, but just for the record.
I think some Frank the Tank stuff should have been in here.
Big
I think,
time.
Yes. I think
yes. Running down the street, naked.
Think,
that's
naked,
a good one.
I think some Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack should have been in here.
Yeah.
I think some Fletch answers should have been in here. I think some Eddie Murphy answers should
have
been in here.
We have a banana in the tailpipe,
correct.
Something like that.
Correct.
Fletch.
Yeah. Ruben, you make the decision of what was said. What's our winning answer? Animal House, Dumb and Dumber, Hangover.
I'll have to go Animal House, just because it was so good back then.
You know why? Because you're old.
I'm very elderly.
And it's in your real house.
Brought it back around. Correct.
Congratulations to Ed. Listen, Animal House, you can never go wrong.
You really look 10 years or more younger than what you are, though.
And I'm not shaving, and I have a lot of gray going on right now.
That looks tough. Yeah. You look tough with that.
Well,
ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.